speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Why do people refer to the Bible as holy or as the Holy Bible? Do you believe that it is scriptural to use this expression? Does the Bible itself use this phraseology? The Greek term biblia literally means book. And as you look to a study of this word in the original language in the first century, I believe context would have helped these individuals to understand if they would have been speaking about a book of the day written by men, or if they would have been referencing the sacred rites of God from days of old. Today, what we find in regard to Bible, when we say Bible, a lot of people, most people, attribute it to the book from God, as it would pertain to religious matters. Also, then, we need to consider the term holy. Holy, in various root words in the Hebrew and Greek language alike, occurs over 600 times, but never do we find holy Bible presented in the Scripture. The New Testament refers to the Old Testament in various ways. To begin with, in John chapter 5 and verse 39, as well as in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, the word Scripture appears there as the Apostle Paul speaks in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. And as he uses the term Scripture, that should be understood that he is referring to sacred writings from days of old. He's not speaking about the New Testament writings. They've not been given at that time, but rather he's referring back to the Scripture that we today would identify as the Old Testament. Also, we understand that it is referred to as the Holy Scripture. I said a minute ago that Holy Bible is not found in the Scripture, but Holy Scripture is. And we find this in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, Romans chapter 1 and verse 2. And in this, as you would study the phrase Holy Scripture, it would have direct reference to divine word, meaning God's divine word. Also, another that I want to present is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 and Romans chapter 3 and verse 2. And in these references, we find the phrase oracles of God. And oracles of God, as it is given in the context of these two passages, speaks directly in reference to the message of God. Now, how does all of this fit together then when we would think about referring to the Bible as the Holy Bible? The Hebrew Kadosh or Kadesh, it means literally sanctified. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2, here's what is said: no one is holy like the Lord. Holy is used in reference to God in this context. We also, though, in the Greek language, have hagios. And this word hagios means something blameless and pure. We know that God is blameless and pure. We know not only that God is blameless and pure, but He is responsible for giving us His Word, the Bible. And therefore, if He is holy, if He is blameless and pure, in like figure, we can understand that the Bible also represents this. And therefore, while we do not have a direct, thus saith the Lord, that explicitly says, Holy Bible, we can also understand, though, that it would be a proper usage of what we would say would be authorized by God to refer to the Bible as the Holy Bible. Incidentally, too, God calls us to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through verse 17, He says, I am holy, be thou also holy. And what is it that He uses to make us holy? To sanctify us, Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 17, sanctify them by the word, thy word is true. So sanctification comes by the word of God, and God is holy. He is responsible for His holy word, the Holy Bible, and therefore it's through this means that we are able to be made holy like Him. So I do believe that it would be okay, and it is okay to use Holy Bible in reference to the Scripture or to the Bible.